Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father, and from Jesus Christ, his Son, our Lord.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is the danger of ambition. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. Today, I'm going to do what I always do. I turn the microphone on, and I begin to talk and pray God something good will come out. Today, I want to talk to you about really living. I want to talk about a meaningful life and a life of purpose. You know, you've heard the expression, that's really living. Well, really living, for most people, what does really living mean? It means having lots of stuff. It means partying. It means having a good time. It means relaxing and having a barbecue and going on vacation. To a lot of people, that's really living. But what is really living? Really living is living in such a way that you don't have any conflict. Now look, let's be honest. After you've eaten too much, you kind of don't feel totally good about yourself. After you've partied or after you've gone on a vacation, you come back, you feel drained, you spent too much money. Now you have to face work again. See, and when you have a lot of stuff, somebody once said, the grass may be greener on the other side of the fence, but it has to be fertilized, watered, and mowed. Okay? So, for the most part, there's always some kind of a negative associated with just about everything. Wouldn't it be nice to be really living where there's no negative? There's no guilt. There's no conflict. There's no sense of, you know, kind of wishing you hadn't done it. There's no regret for time wasted, money wasted, so on and so forth. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, such a life is actually possible. And it begins when you find your Creator. Now, how many times have I said that? You gotta find your Creator because He is the source of life. Look, He gives life to the plant. He gives life to the cat and to the deer. And He gives some kind of motion to everything, some kind of motion and movement. Everything has some kind of a power. The magnet has a power. The light has a certain power to it. Everything has powers. Everything has a nature. Everything has movement. Everything has purpose. Okay? Now, God made the bunny rabbit. He gives the bunny rabbit a certain nature. He gives the deer a certain nature. And as long as the deer lives a life according to its nature, then it is without conflict. It is a productive life, a meaningful life. Now, you can't get a deer to live different than its nature. A deer is a deer, and the deer will live according to its nature. So if He gives everything a nature, then He must also give the human being a nature. And He does. And He gives a purpose. See? And a life of purpose is a beautiful life. And it's lived as the Creator would have you live. You'll have no more inner conflict, no more conflict with God. Yeah, you might have conflict with the world when you stand up for what's right, but you will have God's approval and peace with God. And it's a meaningful life. And it has purpose because it was given by the Creator.
You're listening to Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo. Christian stress management on the radio for over 34 years.
Hi, my name is Andrew. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Roland brings old-time religion to life as he talks about repentance and turning back to God. Roland makes a new program every week just for the radio listener. So be sure to take advantage of this special resource. Roland wants you to know that Shedding Shackles is easy to find at your favorite podcast place. Roland says that since his program is only on the radio once or twice a week, you really should check out the podcast so you can listen again. Thanks and blessings.
Call Roland now at 510-455-8851.
People in the world don't always live like human beings should live. They don't have a purpose. Or worse yet, people live according to some other purpose, some other agenda, some other plan. And you see them doing terrible things and following terrible leaders and terrible causes. And you see them believing lies and pushing the lies on other people. And then you see people angry and mean. You see people doing things that seem to be in conflict with what our Creator would want. So what has gone wrong? Well, it's pretty obvious that, first of all, somehow our human nature has been altered. We're not now the way we were once made before Adam and Eve fell. Before Adam and Eve fell, it was paradise, and Adam and Eve were like God's children, and they could have had a life of endless adventure discovering God's great green earth and His universe. It would have been like Star Trek with Scotty and Captain Kirk and Spock on a voyage of discovery to discover new worlds. That's what it would have been. It would have been exciting and a life of purpose. But something went wrong. Adam and Eve somehow doubted God. They doubted Him. And it was a terrible thing. That was the big sin. The main thing that Adam did is he doubted God. Now, doubt is, look, how can I say this? A lot of young people, especially, something that really hurts them is when their parents don't trust them. When their parents doubt them and accuse them falsely of something they didn't do, their parents don't trust them. Somehow, it is a terrible thing for a young person. It makes them feel, it's hard to describe, but you all know what I'm talking about. Well, how do you think God feels when people don't trust Him? He made all of this. And the only thing that He asks is that we remember Him, not forget Him, and that we look to Him. All He asks is that we believe Him, we trust Him, we don't doubt Him, and we obey Him. And we obey Him because we believe Him, and we trust Him, and we don't doubt Him. So it leads to doing what He wants us to do because we trust Him, and that we don't hate or do bad things to other people. That's all He asks. It's very simple. But no, we doubt Him. Well, Adam doubted God, and it was not a good thing. It led to a separation between him. Look, you may have had the experience, or you've seen it with your friends, or you've actually experienced it yourself when something comes between you and your parent, especially between you and your dad. Something comes between you, you know. He kind of turns from you, and you turn from him. And somehow you'd like to make it good with your dad, but you can't. There's some block there. Well, that's what happened to Adam. But you and I, and everybody listening, all down through history, we are the descendants of Adam and Eve, and so we inherit his changed nature. See, when he doubted God, he changed. Adam and Eve changed for the worse, and they became adapted to the world of doubt, and everything changed. Well, that's what we inherit. So you're a born doubter. But that's good. In a way, it's good. Why is it good? It's good because you haven't made the choice yet. See, Adam had the original pristine choice, and he blew it. He doubted God and did what he wasn't supposed to do. You haven't had that choice yet. You're born with a fallen nature, to fallen parents, in a fallen world, see? And you never had that choice. All you could do is be programmed by your culture and your parents and go along with and go to school and just do all that stuff. You never had that choice. Well, fortunately for you, the choice thus has not been used up. You still have it. And it is possible to undo what was. So your choice is not going to be a pristine one. You're not in the Garden of Eden where you have a pristine choice. You're born already changed, already altered, in a fallen world with a fallen nature and born inheriting doubt. But it doesn't matter. All that went before, it doesn't matter because now, if you yearn, say, look, we saw our parents arguing. We saw other kids, you know, going the wrong way. We saw teachers and coaches and so on who were unfair. We saw people who were bullies. We saw people who were arrogant. And we saw people who would do something to other people, who would lie to them or cheat them or steal from them or try to get over on them or try to fool them. You've seen plenty of that stuff. But what you've never seen, maybe, is someone through whom there is a call beckoning you, see, to something you've never known, but yet deep in your heart you know exists. Something good, something sweet, something pure, something noble. You've never seen it out there. You've looked for it. You've always been disappointed. And unfortunately, you began to resent other people. You resented them because they failed. You resented your dad for not being there for you, and you resent your mom for yelling at you or being sick all the time or pressuring you, then teachers and so on. So you resented other people for failing you, but you never gave up on somehow searching for that something. And you may have looked for it in different religions and different practices and different philosophies, and you've looked for it everywhere. You may have gone to other parts of the world seeking for it. And always what you find sometimes is kind of good. Sometimes it's not so good. Sometimes what the picture they paint for you is all rosy. And then when you actually are there, oh my God, how do I get out of this place? But sometimes it's not so bad. You know, they kind of say the right things and they're kind of nice and so on. But something is still missing. All right. So the first thing you have to do is don't resent other people. Look, they haven't found it either. Maybe they pretend they found it, or maybe they think they found it, but they haven't found it. So don't resent them, okay? And forgive your poor old parent. Nobody had love for them. They never found it. They did the best they could, and they themselves saw what they were doing. They weren't able to, somehow, they weren't able to be the example they wanted to be for you. And yeah, they were hurting inside. So just forgive them. Let it go. Make it unimportant. You can't do them any good. Look, in your current condition, resentful, angry, you haven't found this love yet. You're still seeking. So take a little time to stand back from trying to change everybody else. Stand back from trying to get them to take back what they said or what they did or to change them or to rearrange the past or take a step back from it and just sit quietly and hear what I have to say. You've looked everywhere for it. You've resented other people. Now, don't resent them anymore. They just didn't have it, that's all.
Hi, you're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Shedding Shackles has been helping people cope with stress with principles of Christian stress management for over 34 years. So if you are stressed out, you will want to stay tuned to Shedding Shackles. We've got lots of free resources to help you get started reducing stress in your life. For example, Roland recently made a video about the benefits of hand warming. Hand warming is a simple little biofeedback exercise. It's easy to learn and practice, and it's free. Interested? Want to find out more? You can watch Roland's video talk at handwarming.com. So if you have pencil and paper handy, you might want to write it down. Once again, the web address is handwarming.com. Check it out today.
And what are we actually looking for? Those of us who deep in our hearts are seeking for something, we don't know it, but we're actually looking for the Father we've never known. Yeah, if you had a good earthly father, if he represented the divine order, if he was noble and good, that's beautiful, because then seeing the good in him, not his good, but the good that comes through him, seeing that and loving that and respecting that, it would just be a very small step to then some point in your life when you've grown up to transfer that love to the Heavenly Father. But here's what you can do. If your father was somewhat good, then you can appreciate the good there was in him. If he was no good, or you couldn't find that latent good, then don't resent him. See, if you don't resent your earthly father, then you can then find your Heavenly Father. See? And when you find your Heavenly Father, then you have found what you've been looking for. And having found him, then that relationship is reestablished. The one that Adam and Eve lost is refound. Paradise refound. And yeah, paradise will begin to ever so slowly to form around you. But first will be a boot camp. All right? You have a lot of things to sort through, a lot of things to let go of. So life basically will then become an unlearning process. All the baggage that you've picked up from the past during your walk in darkness will be shed. And now walking in God's light, it won't be hard because he will be there. He will be doing it. It begins with repentance, with seeing your errors of the past and regretting what you see about yourself.
Be careful with how others can use words or twist words. They feed you information so you form pictures in your mind. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. The other day I was looking in a grocery store and I saw a package of candy. On the outside of it was an image of a pineapple. I thought, maybe this candy has some real fruit in it. But when I looked at the ingredients, I saw artificial flavors. You step into the reality that others paint for you with their words, images, or what they're suggesting. You must learn to meditate for mental distance. Find more inspiration for your day at sheddingshackles.com.
You have a lot of things to sort through, a lot of things to let go of. So life basically will then become an unlearning process. All the baggage that you've picked up from the past during your walk in darkness will be shed. And now walking in God's light, it won't be hard because he will be there. He will be doing it. It begins with repentance, with seeing your errors of the past and regretting what you see about yourself. Instead of identifying with it, instead of defending it or denying it. You just see it, and you're sorry about what you see. It's a quiet regret, but it's also a sad glad. You're sad to see you're wrong, but you're glad to see it because you just want to come clean. You want to come clean and stop playing games and putting on airs and fooling people and trying to fool yourself. You just want to let your hair down and refind the good that you've always been looking for. And that constitutes the silent cry of your soul to God. Then all the things that from the past, now you can look at them objectively. You don't have to be immersed in them and be a part of them. You can watch them. And as you do, things are cleaned up. You see your mistakes. You see the reason for your mistake. You regret what you see and let it go. And you see something else that you did, that you were cruel to somebody or mean to somebody or you were phony or you were selfish or whatever it is. You see it. You're sorry about what you see. You're embarrassed by what you see about yourself. And you just stay with that. You don't try to duck it. You don't try to deny it. You don't look for comfort from anybody or from the world. You just quietly and privately see your own wrong and regret what you see. And then you realize that God has forgiven you. He doesn't hate you. He just wants you to see what you did that wasn't so good and knock it off. That's all. Now you're reconciled to Him. Now you're a friend of God. There's no more conflict with Him. And now you can move forward, wipe the tears from your eyes, and go out into the world, and the sun will be shining brightly, and the birds will be singing, and life will be sweet, and you go forth to new adventures, and you become more and more just a plain and simple person. For a while, you become a nothing.
Email Roland now at roland@sheddingshackles.com.
That's right. All your pretense. You remember the Wizard of Oz? Remember with Elizabeth Taylor? And there was a little dog there, Toto, and there was a Wizard of Oz. And remember near the end of the movie, the Wizard of Oz was there, and he had this great big booming voice, remember? I am the great Wizard of Oz. And then the little dog, Toto, went and grabbed the curtain and pulled back the curtain. And behind the curtain was this little old man. This little man was there, and he was speaking into a microphone and manipulating dials and levers and everything. And all he was just this little man. Well, that's the way you have to be. You have to be just a regular little person and stop putting on this big show for everybody and for God. Just be a plain and simple person, a humble person. And for a while, just be that. But gradually, you will become a something. But this time, a something of God. Moses, he became a sheep herder. Remember? He went off and became a sheep herder for 40 years. So he was like a nothing. But then he became a mighty something of God. But first he had to be a nothing. So I think you got the idea. So how do you get started? You have to learn how to get back in touch with. See, there's the lifeline has always been there. See, God has not abandoned you. He's always been there, but you've been separated from Him. That's all. And how have you been separated from Him? First of all, by emotion. See, it happened when you were a little kid. You couldn't help yourself. People traumatized you. They emotionalized you. They shocked you. See, and you fell into your imagination to hide from reality. And your emotions overwhelmed you. You became angry. You became afraid. You became resentful. See, you went to school and there were bullies and it was frightening and all of these things. They overwhelmed you. You became lost in emotions. And then you hid in your imagination to escape from the world. And you hid in your music and you hid in your friends and you hid in various things to hide from reality. But the problem is, down there in your thinking, see, the other side, the dark side, the one that caused the fall in the first place, the one that's always there, always trying to get people to fall and fail, because that's how it controls you, That's how it rules this world, you see. So it wants you upset. It wants you angry. It wants you feeling hurt. It wants you lost in imagination. It wants you worrying and fearing and doubting. And then it can control you. And those people who represent the dark side, they can control you. You understand that? So you have to, first of all, learn how to stand back from your imagination so you're not lost in it. No, you don't have to try to blank your mind or blank your imagination or stop thought or anything like that. No, nothing like that. You just stand back so you can watch the thought. That's all. And the example I always give about standing back is like, let's suppose that you were having an argument with your friend, or you were starting to have an argument with your friend over some silly thing. And then all of a sudden, you take a mental step back and you say, hey, what are we arguing about? It's not that important. And then your friend smiles and, hey, you're friends again, and you go off and have lunch together. See, you take a mental step back, you get the big picture, you see what's really important. Well, that's kind of what it is. And the little, you know, the little biofeedback exercise I have, the hand warming and also the little meditation, it helps you to do that. It helps you to sit quietly, stand back and not be lost in your thoughts. And then you can also calm down. And then calm down, you can be more reasonable, more rational, and not when you're not lost in your thoughts, then you have access to intuition, also known as conscience, which is your lifeline to your creator. When you know in your heart it's from him, it's from his presence, it's from his light, you just know in your heart, follow that, trust that, love that, don't doubt it. And you will find the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.